When is a breach not a breach? Almost never. As most physician practices are aware, HIPAA requires that a patient be notified when a breach of the patient's protected health information, or PHI, has occurred. Since the definition of a breach has dramatically changed since HIPAA was first enacted in 1996, it is a good idea to revisit the current changes. Under the original definition, a breach was defined as the acquisition, access, use, or disclosure of protected health information in a manner not permitted under the privacy rule, which compromises the security or privacy of the protected health information. How did a breach compromise the security or privacy of the PHI? Going back to the original definition, it's by posing a significant risk of financial, reputational, or other harm to the individual. Fast forward to January 29, 2013, and the Office of Civil Rights adoption of the HIPAA Omnibus Final Rule with its updated definition of a breach. Now, when physician practices investigate a possible breach situation, they will, by definition, be already behind the eight ball. Under the final rule, a breach is defined as an acquisition, access, use, or disclosure of protected health information in a manner not permitted, and is presumed to be a breach unless the covered entity can demonstrate that there is a low probability that the PHI has been compromised. How does a practice demonstrate low probability? By performing a risk assessment that at minimum addresses the following: the nature and extent of the protected health information involved, including the types of identifiers and the likelihood of re-identification. The unauthorized person who used the protected health information, or to whom the disclosure was made, whether the protected health information was actually acquired or viewed. The extent to which the risk to the protected health information has been mitigated. If a practice, through its assessment, reaches the conclusion and also can effectively demonstrate that there is a low probability that the patient's PHI has been compromised, the patient does not have to be notified, particularly if the information has been encrypted. The low probability threshold is a high bar to attain, however, and does not relieve a practice of the responsibility to report all breach situations to the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, at the end of the year. And remember, notification to the HHS secretary and the media must be made immediately if a breach involves 500 or more individuals. Practices that have policies in place to identify and address breach situations, that perform periodic risk assessments, and that provide annual HIPAA training for their staff are better prepared to meet the challenges and demands of the final rule.